With K-State Research and Extension's Wildcat District, this is Jesse Hillmore bringing you this week's edition of the Hort Report. Continuing our series from last week, this week we will talk about the American persimmon. Persimmons come from the genus Diospyros, and there are two common species. The Japanese persimmon is grown commercially, while the American persimmon is native to the southeastern United States and is found out in the wild. The trees are commonly found in mixed species forests and along waterways. Most plantings are for wildlife. The fruits of the tree are consumed by birds, raccoons, possums, deer, and skunks. For this reason, many can be found in conservation areas in southeastern Kansas and southwestern Missouri. Just like with walnuts, the fruit is the star of the show here. The small fruit stays about the size of a golf ball and ripens in October and November. Getting ripe fruit off of the tree is incredibly important. Consuming too many unripe persimmons can lead to an indigestible mass in your stomach called a phytobezoar. However, it is very unlikely that you will consume enough unripe persimmons to create the mass in your stomach, as unripe persimmons are unpalatably astringent. Eating one unripe persimmon can be enough to turn you away from persimmons forever, sometimes described as licking felt. As with most other astringent fruits, the persimmon will sweeten considerably and lose a lot of its characteristic astringency with one or two frosts, so wait to go out and harvest them until late October or early November. For more information on today's topic, contact your local extension office. I can be reached at 620-724-8233 or at jr637@ksu.edu. Once again, this has been Jesse Gilmore bringing you this week's Hort Report.